Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning. Our time on this good-looking Wednesday morning, kind of a hump day, I guess. Everyone says it's hump day. When you work 7 days a week, Josh, doesn't make any difference.
No.
make any difference at all. I'm Bob Flott. We're back live and local at the studio this morning. With us, we're going to be chatting around our city of Alamogordo. Our guests this morning include Sabrina Padilla. Sabrina is marketing and communications specialist with our city of Alamogordo. And of course, our good friend for several years, Josh Sides, with our city of Alamogordo. He's the manager of code enforcement. First of all, ladies first, good morning, Sabrina.
Hi, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's Wednesday. We're almost halfway through the week.
So. Almost halfway. I guess today at noon we'll be halfway through.
Yes.
But you'll be working this weekend.
I sure will.
You'll be busy, so we understand that. Josh Sides, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me back.
You betcha. How's it going?
It's been really busy.
Very busy.
Very, very busy.
I want you to know I'm working on my weeds along Fairgrounds Road.
Well, thank you.
Should be done today or tomorrow, hopefully. Well, Sabrina, I want to welcome you to our microphone this morning. I want to welcome you to the city of Alamogordo. Am I also welcoming you to Alamogordo? Are you a new resident here?
About 3 years.
About 3 years. Mm-hmm. Give us a little bio on yourself.
So before living here in Alamogordo, I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So I'm a New Mexico resident, always have been. I love Alamogordo. I moved here more so for family. So my husband is from here. So it's just been easier. Found work and I like the small community. I have a little one. So he's able to join the sports, do the schooling, and makes life a lot easier.
Very good. What did you do here in Alamogordo before you joined the city?
Before this, I actually worked at the base. So I worked at the DEERS office, doing the CAD cards, dependent IDs. So I was out there for a little bit.
And that was a busy job then.
Absolutely. Very busy.
Very busy. And you're going to find out, Sabrina, that being the marketing and communication specialist with our city is also a busy job.
Yes.
And it's going to keep you busy this weekend.
It will. Very busy. Two events lined up, so I'm pretty excited. I mean, I've heard this event has been a very good long event for many years, so I'm excited to be a part of it.
Right. Well, you've got a good guy to hang around with here, John Sides. he knows it all about the city of Alamogordo. Right, Josh?
Oh, yeah. A thing or two.
You've been around a couple of years, right?
A couple of years, you know, here and there since I was 14, you know.
Yeah. So. This is not your second rodeo either, is it?
No, it's not. No. I've been lucky enough, like I said, working off and on for the city since I was 14, from beautification intern to working police department through parks department, the zoo, civic center, special events, code enforcement. So I've got to see a lot of different things.
Are you getting yourself lined up to maybe become mayor of Alamogordo or city manager down the road sometime?
I don't know. That's way down the road. So we'll see when that comes. We'll chew that food when we get there.
Well, we're going to go into the events coming up, Freedom Day, this weekend coming up. But Josh, you're in charge of code enforcement. How is that working out?
Code enforcement is actually very busy. I actually have two open positions for code enforcement officers. So I'm actively recruiting for those two positions right now to help take some of the load off the other two of us while we're, you know, out making sure that the city is health, not a health and safety hazard, and everybody's making everything look clean, green, and beautiful.
Now, you have two positions open. What are the requirements?
A high school diploma and a good driver's license.
Very good.
Pretty much is the minimum requirements, and then there's some preferred but don't have to have, like building inspector experience or even code enforcement experience, law enforcement experience, things like that help but aren't necessarily required.
So if they don't have any experience at all in code enforcement, there's instructions on what to do, what the codes are, and how to make sure we're all legal.
Yes. So basically when I took over in March, one of the first things I did was create a training program for code enforcement.
So it's weed time in Alamogordo. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit of rain yesterday, 0.2 inches here and everything else. So we need to be aware of the weeds around our property.
Oh, yeah. The weeds, especially with that little bit of rain, are going to sprout and grow like weeds.
Yeah.
So they're going to grow real quick. So just keep mindful of that. Anything over 6 inches needs to be trimmed down. So.
Yeah, okay. We're working on ours, buddy. I want you to know that. Sabrina.
Yes.
We've got a busy weekend coming up this weekend. We've got the Sounds of Freedom May the 19th and again on May the 20th. Share with us a little bit about Friday, first of all.
Yeah, so Friday, of course, these events are both free, so they are family-friendly. The first one, May 19th, this one is starting at 6 to 10 p.m. We have our Dealer's Choice. They're going to be playing some live music. We have tons of food and craft vendors. There are going to be some kids' games. I believe there is going to be a petting zoo as well, so the kiddos will definitely enjoy it, not just the adults.
Right. Is the petting zoo from... the folks up around Mayhill, do you know?
Yes.
Yeah, it is from them. Great people.
Yes.
Great people. So 6 to 10 p.m. Now, give me a little bit about Dealer's Choice. Are they a local band?
Yes, they are.
They are a local band. And, of course, all country music?
Yes.
Do they do any Red Dirt or things like that? I wonder.
They will sprinkle some things in here and there, but they primarily stick to about 90s, early 2000s, some modern country, but... traditional countries, typically their bread and butter.
Yeah, one of my favorites, traditional country, which would be probably, 80s and 90s, something like that. How many years is this now, Josh, for the Sounds of Freedom? Is this the third or fourth year?
So Sounds of Freedom, the event itself, has been dubbed Sounds of Freedom since 2019. The event was before me for several years. It was just Military Appreciation. It used to be at Washington Park coupled with Gus Macker.
Right.
And then Gus Macker went away, and it just kind of went to an event all on its own. And when I took over special events in 2019, that was the first event that I really put my fingerprint on, was Military Appreciation, which got dubbed Sounds of Freedom Day in 2019. And then in 21, it went to Sounds of Freedom because I knew it was going to grow to multiple days.
Right. So we're going from Friday now into Saturday. Sabrina, it looks like a good lineup on Saturday as well.
Yes. Very great artists. The first one that will be opening will be Wade Hayes.
Brian Mars.
I'm so sorry. And Brian Mars. Brian Mars is going to be opening. And then we are going to have Jamie O'Neill and then Wade Hayes. So great lineup. This one also will be have some beer gardens, dancing, vendors, and this will actually be from 3 to 10 p.m. instead of 6.
So that'll be in the pavilion there at the Otero County Fairgrounds.
Correct.
Underneath the pavilion.
Yes.
Good square dancing?
I hope so.
All kinds of dancing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Saturday, 3 to 10 is just one of those. If you went to the event in 21,
right,
it was a long day.
Yeah.
And those long days for the event to be 10 hours is great.
Yeah.
Great event, 10 hour event. But when you're planning the event and you're working the event, it's not 10 hours for you.
Yes.
It's 15, 16, 17, 18 hours because of everything you got to do.
Yeah.
So splitting it up over 2 days is just, it takes the load off of staff working the event, because then you got to set up, we set up on Friday. Then once Friday's done, all you got to do is just clean, pick up trashes, dump trashes, kind of do a reset, and then you're ready to go for Saturday. And it's not as burdensome as, okay, you got to set all of this equipment up and set all these trashes up and set all this other stuff up, get vendors in places and everything in one day. So that, that's kind of a blessing of a 2 day event. That it's more to do for the community.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned vendors and everything else. Food vendors, what is that it?
I believe food vendors, craft vendors. I trying to think of what other vendors we do have.
So you do have your food vendors, which you need food. You have the beer garden, you have mm-hmm. food, and there's non-alcoholic drinks as well. Mm-hmm. And you have your craft vendors, your local vendors, even vendors from out of the city are coming. I still see a lot of the vendor forms that come in. So there's going to be a lot of vendors. There's been quite a few sign up, even though those last minute sign ups. So you're going to see a lot of those vendors, and a lot of vendors do games and things like that at their booths,
right,
to bring attraction to their business or their company or whatever it is that they're selling. So there's going to be a lot of things to do and see for all ages this weekend.
Now, when we're looking at the entertainment on Saturday, on the flyer says, Nashville comes to Alamogordo. We're talking about strong entertainment.
Oh, yes. Yes. I was very excited when I started planning. I started planning Sounds of Freedom pretty much, I want to say, September, October time frame.
Of last year.
Yeah. Really started planning. Of course, it was in my mind. Right after Sounds of Freedom, because as soon as Sounds of Freedom's over in 21, you start thinking about it, but you really, really start planning it months out. And so, you know, I pick up the phone and made a couple of phone calls and put some feelers out. And when I got a phone call back and said, hey, you know, Wade Hayes wants to come, sold. Sold. What's it going to be? Tell me what I need to do to get him here, because I want him here. And then Wade Hayes was actually the first one to come back to me. And then it was like, okay, well, I got time I need to fill. So I was kind of waiting to see any of the other feelers I got back. And the next phone call I got was Jamie O'Neill. And so I was like, absolutely, yes. And then Brian Mars, if you've never heard his music, I highly recommend you research him. Look him up on his Facebook, his YouTube channel. He's even on Amazon Music or some of those other music apps on your phone. Yeah, he is a rising star, and his star is rising very quick down there in Texas.
You know, it's not reasonable to get quality entertainment like this to come to Alamogordo and everything. Where does the budget come from to pay for that?
So the budget for the events always comes from lodger's tax, and that's where it's been. Now that lodger's tax is no more, that's going to come out of general fund from the city.
Yeah. And may I ask you, how much are we paying?
For this event, this budget for this event was in the ballpark of about $30,000.
Very good.
So, of course, there's sponsors, and you get sponsorship money and things like that. So, but the lodger's tax portion for the budget that I had to start out with was about $30,000. So, right. The events in the past have ranged anywhere from 45-ish. Down in 2019, it was about 35-ish. So it kind of varies depending upon how many sponsors you have and the lodger's tax share, because you when you do your budget for events and you budget for Fourth Fridays and you budget for Zubu and you budget for Christmas tree lighting and things like that, any leftover money I had, I shoved into Sounds of Freedom. So that way I had extra money so I could do other things and see where I could get more entertainment, more activities and things like that for that event. So it kind of ranges, just really depends. I mean, anywhere between 35 and 45 is typically about where it's at for the event.
The city of Alamogordo in recent years has been investing a lot of money in things for us to do around Alamogordo. And that's a change in spirit for the city, I believe,
mm-hmm.
because events like this bring a lot of folks into town. They might be here for both days, which means they stay, heads on beds overnight on Friday night, and things like that, which also brings money into our community.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, one of the things, you know, you get your sponsors, and I've been lucky enough to have OFCU be the sponsor of Sounds Freedom since its inception, as well as Burt Broadcasting. But the other thing is making sure that there is lodging. And it's getting a lodging partner. Home to Suites is the lodging partner for us this year, the lodging sponsor. So if you're coming from out of town or you have family coming in from out of town and you need somewhere to put them, Home to Suites out there by the movie theater bowling alley is the premier sponsor for lodging for this event.
Very good. So they give you a discount there?
Yes.
Basically. Mm-hmm. When we brought in with Thrive in Southern New Mexico, Ricochet, back on March 25th, I believe it was. Yeah, and everything else. We worked with them as well, Rachel Anderson over there, and just very generous to make sure our event went very well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's other sponsors. There's not just one sponsor.
You
have TDS. You have Ashley Dalton Farmers Insurance Agency, which are each year I can see that as successful as this event is, more and more companies want to be involved, and that's great. That is a fantastic feeling. Any event I've ever been at and addressed, and you know me, Bob, I don't like the limelight. I don't want to get up there and talk and pat myself on the back because it's not me who does these events. But anytime you can look out and see a crowd of people, your event's successful. You look out and you see birds. Okay, you might want to rethink things.
Right, exactly.
But also, when you're starting to get phone calls months in advance going, hey, Sounds of Freedom's coming up, we want to be part of it. You know you're onto something. So when you got people there and small businesses like Ashley Dalton who wants to come on and, hey, I want to be a part of that, and giving you their hard-earned money from their small business, you're doing something right. So, you know, my appreciation goes out to all the sponsors who have sponsored this event this year, all the vendors who want to be out there, the small business vendors who want to be there, even the acts that want to be there from Dealer's Choice, Wade Hayes, Jamie O'Neill, and Brian Mars traveling into town, the Backline Band, you know, Preston Eldridge and his guys are a great group of guys and are going to make sure we have some good music playing on Saturday. So, It's going to be a great event. It always is. It's going to be a great event, and I'm very excited to be part of this event still.
And Josh, is okay, or Sabrina, list your other sponsors as well. Let's give them credit.
Yeah, so we have OFCU, Ashley Dalton, TDS, Home to Suites, Burt Broadcasting. That includes, 94 Key. I'm trying to see here. My eyes are a little bad. Ooh, I cannot read that.
94 Key, KZZX, Cool FM, and K-Talk.
Yes. You got it, right.
I can't read it.
And, of course, the city of Alamogordo.
Yes, city of Alamogordo.
Well, when you say now beer gardens, are you talking about several vendors there with their mobile beer gardens or what?
Yeah, so we reached out, and I reached out, and then Cassie, who took over a lot of my duties when I went to code enforcement, has reached out, and 575 is going to be at Sounds of Freedom as well as Picacho Peak for those alcoholic beverages. That's a bonus. You know, nothing like any country song you ever hear. It's either about a breakup or beer.
Yeah,
so, you know, when you're doing that, and of course, you know, if you're not a drinker, there's non-alcoholic drinks there as well throughout the vendors, food vendors, things like that. So, but having that added benefit, if you want to, absolutely. But consume responsibly. Make sure you have a designated driver, things like that.
Yeah, I remember a long time ago because we're fans of country music as well, as you know. One of the old fun things was, what happens when you play country music backwards? Well, you get your wife back, your truck back, your dog back, and things like that. Yeah. But country music is the core of America.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's changed today as well, because a lot of the country today is really positive when it comes to the American way of life.
Oh, yeah.
The freedom, the love of the American flag.
Yes, absolutely.
Makes you feel good.
And that's why country music was always kind of the preferred genre of music to be at Sounds of Freedom. Not saying that there hasn't been and definitely ideas of other genres coming in, which is something when the new tourism person comes in, we'll sit down and have a conversation, be like, yeah, and I'll tell them, this is how I was planning this event, this is my mindset for the future, and you know, This is why I did what I did. This is why I planned what I planned and what I was planning for this event. So it should be a good one.
Yeah, speaking about the country music, Don Q Productions presents Footloose Friday, 80s and 90s, another chance to dance and everything. Sabrina, bring us up to date.
Yeah, Footloose Fridays. This one is going to be every first Friday. This takes place at the Civic Center. I know that the turnout's been pretty good. I know the last time, I believe, there was a food truck. So I don't want to put it out there that there's going to be one every time, but I do know the last time there was one. So they do play great music. It's, I mean, if something for somebody to do on a Friday night, that's a lot of what people say. You know, there's nothing to do around here. You know, what is there? That's why there's these events. We encourage people to go out, have fun, and, you know, be around other people too.
You bet. Well, you know, and I used to hear that. We don't hear as much anymore, but you used to hear it a lot. There's nothing to see or do around Alamogordo. And yet people that come into Alamogordo to visit, and I've talked to them at remotes I'm doing, say, your town is so fun. There's so much to do around this area. And so that's changed, Josh, as you know, over the past several years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It sure has changed. I mean, with as many events as the city puts on, you still have the fairgrounds, the fair board, the center of commerce. You have Main Street putting on events. There's tons of events going on. So, you know, it's one of those. There's always something to do and see in Alamogordo.
Yeah. If they don't see it or hear about it, they must be living under a rock. Yes. And I hate to say that, but it's got to be the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. Now, if we can ever help you out with Footloose Fridays, let me know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay? Absolutely.
Help you promote that.
Footloose Fridays is a lot of fun. Yeah. That was... give you some backstory. I don't think you get many backstories on events. That was another one of my brain children, was Footloose Fridays.
Is that so right?
Yeah. It was. I was out with a group of friends. We were eating dinner at Applebee's, and we were making conversation with the waitress, and it was a Friday night. And we were all like, oh, yeah, there's not much to do. You know, we could go here, we could go there, bowling alley, things like that. You know, but it's a Friday night. Not a whole lot going on that Friday night. So I got to sitting there, I got to thinking, I was like, I got a big old room over there that's empty on this Friday night. I could get a DJ in there. I can open the bar for adult beverages.
Sure.
I can get a food truck there.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we do that? And it got the ball rolling. It's easy. Open the doors, turn on the lights, and play some music. So that is the backstory to Footloose Fridays.
That's pretty neat, because now tell me about Don Q Productions.
So when I decided to do Footloose Fridays, I reached out to a good friend of mine, Mike Castorina. I said, Mike, this is what I want to do. Mike's helped me with a lot of different events, the comedy shows and things like that at the Civic Center. I said, this is what I want to do. What do you think? He said, give me 15 minutes. I'm going to make some phone calls. I'll call you back. 10 minutes later, he calls back and he's like, I got you a lineup of DJs. How many months do you want to do this? And I was like, whoa, well, I wasn't prepared for that. Let me look at my calendar. I was like, let's do it the first Friday of every month from now till we can't do it anymore, because there's something booked on a Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mike's helped me with getting that, and he's part of that entity, the production. So, you know, Mike's great people, really helped out a lot. So making sure those events at the Civic Center go off.
Yeah. Now, with adult beverages being served, there must be an age restriction there.
Yes. 18 and over, because we do offer non-alcoholic drinks there. So it's 18 and over. There is a $5 cover to get in the door. So it's really not much.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we weren't looking. It was never the thing of breaking the bank. It was just, you know, let's do something on a Friday night that we can do, and we can offer the community that's fun and something a little different. And so I've been to a couple of them. I missed last month's because I was, or I'm sorry, May's, because I was out of the state. I was in Florida, but we have plenty of room. I would highly recommend, if you have not been, even if you've been, go again. Go again in June. Go again here in a couple of weeks. So great music, lots of laughs, lots of dancing, because they don't put out many tables. They only put out about 8 tables. And you've seen how big that room is. Anybody who's been there? I only put out 8 tables. So that's enough for people who go get food to sit down and eat. Other than that, you're up dancing. So, and that was the idea behind that. Let's have somewhere to dance.
So you start the Footloose at 8 o'clock. What time do you wrap it up normally?
Typically, last call's 11, and it wraps up about midnight.
About midnight. A lot of fun for Friday night. Well, you mentioned Fourth Friday, Sabrina.
Yes.
That's coming up. Tell us more about Fourth Fridays. right across the street from us.
Yes, now it's over at Griggs Field. The turnout has been great from the events the past fourth Fridays that I've been to. So tons of food trucks, tons of craft vendors. The live music has been a great hit. It's just kind of one of those events that you go to and you're just able to enjoy it. Same thing, it's a Friday night kind of thing. I like it because in the evening time, sun's going down, music, there's people in their lawn chairs, blankets are out. So it's a really enjoyable event. This is something that's going to be going on, I think, until about August. So it's going to be a good summer event. I can only see it getting better with the warmer weather. So right. It's definitely going to be a good one. I believe this one is, let me see, I'm trying to think of the date on this one.
It'll be coming up on
June 23rd.
Okay.
What's that?
June 23rd.
June 23rd?
Yep. June. We got another
May
26th. I'm so on Sounds of Freedom.
you're working ahead.
May 26th.
May
26th.
Yeah.
Yes, May 26th. And then actually, just to point out too, that same day is going to be the Alamogordo graduation. So Alamogordo High School.
Yes, it is.
So I know that's going to be one of those determining factors, you know, which is which, where are you going to go? So in the event you don't go to the graduation, you know, you have the Fourth Friday event to go to.
We'll be at the graduation. Mm-hmm. We broadcast that live.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, yes, for us. Well, what else we have going on?
You know, that covers pretty much the events going on throughout the summer. I mean, we're always, you know, you got Sounds of Freedom coming up this weekend, Fourth Fridays coming up next weekend.
Yeah.
You got another Fourth Friday in June. Mm-hmm. You got the fireworks extravaganza on July 4th, mm-hmm. And then another Fourth Friday in July, and then another Fourth Friday mm-hmm. in August, and then some things coming up in September, of course. Around the city, you got things coming up in October, Zoo Boos coming up in October, and then December you got, you know, Parade of Lights, Christmas tree lighting, mm-hmm. Christmas on Main Street, and you get a little time off January, February, March,
a little bit of a break, but you're working on what's coming up for the year.
Exactly. So, you know, it's and that's just more the events for the city. There's a ton of events that like I said, other entities are doing. Burning of the Bulls in there. The Otero County Fair and Rodeo's in there. You have the Center of Commerce events coming up. You have the Main Street events.
Music Fest, right.
You have the Main Street events coming up. So there's still a ton mm-hmm. to do and see in the Alamogordo. So the best place to look is on the Center of Commerce website on their mm-hmm. events calendar to see what's going on when. And where.
Yep, very good. Any final comments, Sabrina?
No, I mean, this was great. I definitely enjoyed my time today. It was great meeting you, and I look forward to many more adventures.
We're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Josh?
You know, it's always a pleasure being in here with you, Bob, and it's always a pleasure. Special events was always one of those that was a very, very special place near and dear to me.
Yeah.
So on to other adventures for me, but I still keep in contact, and I still have my hands in on a lot of the events and offer my opinions and answer questions when they come to me. So even though I'm not special events manager anymore and tasked with planning the events, I'm still very involved behind the scenes.
There's a hunk of special events in your heart.
Oh, yeah. And Sounds of Freedom's one of them.
Yeah. It's always going to be there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Can't leave it. Josh, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Sabrina, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.